This is a Tadad podcast.
Welcome to the Tadad podcast. We welcome all our listeners. My name is Thibaut Vermeulen. In November 2016, FAD organized a hackathon in Dakar, Senegal. The objective was to generate ideas on how to enhance data management and improve the interaction between taxpayers and the tax administration. 3 years later, we would like to discuss the hackathon's impact on the Senegalese tax administration and how the recent TEDAD assessment measured progress of reforms. In the previous session, we discussed the importance of leadership in tax administrations. Today, we are back with Ms. Catherine Baer, Assistant Director of the Fiscal Affairs Department's Revenue Administration Division 2 in the International Monetary Fund, and Mr. Bassirou Niassé, Director General of Taxes and Estates of Senegal. They will help us in this discussion. Mr. Niassé, Mrs. Baer, can you please tell us what motivated the organization of this event and what were the expected benefits?
Thank you very much. Indeed, we conducted a diagnosis which revealed that despite the many investments made by the tax administration to improve the information technology, IT infrastructure, our information system had limitations in terms of applications, software, and procedures. And among these limitations was a failure to cover all the essential functions of a tax administration. For example, our system did not cover audit, recovery, or litigation. The IT system was based on a technological environment that had limited capacity in relation to the changes and reforms of tax administration. Another limitation was that the quality of data in the system was poor. There were duplicates, delays, and no updates. Based on this observation, we decided to launch, with the support of the International Monetary Fund, a hackathon to propose solutions and innovations designed to significantly improve our IT system. The hackathon allowed us to involve experts and users from various backgrounds in this brainstorming exercise. The hackathon participants were expected to work together and participate in identifying the main problems related to computerizing tax operations, propose methodologies, technical solutions, and prototype the identified solutions.
Well, the hackathon in Senegal was an experimental event for the IMF, and to our surprise, it was a great success. I participated in the hackathon, and it was really something special. What motivated the organization? I would like to highlight the following. First, there are many technological innovations around the world, and we wanted to be part of this world and share with the tax administrations in the countries we work in the technological innovations that exist perhaps in the more advanced administrations. And there are also innovations that are not yet adopted or adapted by administrations in advanced countries that may be applicable to the level of developing countries. We also wanted to learn and see how they can be adapted to a country like Senegal. Secondly, Senegal has always been open to making significant changes in organization, processes, ideas, and certainly in considering and adopting new technologies. And we considered that the DGI and Customs were good partners to consider and adopt these new technologies. And we were right. The DGI was very open to consider them. There was a lot of enthusiasm and interest among the participants of the hackathon and the authorities at the highest level, such as the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Budget, and the Director of Tax and Customs Administration, to consider these new technologies and see how they could be integrated into the operations of the tax administration, not only to improve specific operations as mentioned by Mr. Niassé, but also to have better communication and service to the public, to taxpayers in Senegal. And these were really, in my opinion, very important benefits. We are seeing results in Senegal. Changes have been or are in the process of being made based on the ideas that came out of the hackathon.
Can you tell us how the event was organized? Who were the main actors and donors who participated? The framework of the hackathon? How did it go?
So the main sponsor was the International Monetary Fund. The government of Senegal also contributed. The hackathon saw more than 100 participants from 21 different nationalities, which required careful preparation from a technical, scientific, and logistical point of view. These 100 people were divided into several working groups, and discussions were held in two languages, French and English, because Senegal is a French-speaking country, and we had translation services on site. The participants chose the teams in which they wanted to work. Each team consisted of 7 to 9 people, all with different backgrounds and specialties, such as computer scientists, geographers. The teams worked together to find a solution. A facilitator was allocated to 2 teams, and beyond the General Directorate of Taxation, the Ministry of Finance was involved. Customs administration teams were also totally involved. This made it possible to achieve results. We'll come back to that later.
That's a very good description. I don't have much to add. Perhaps I would just like to say thank you to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which helped us finance this event with strong financial support of the government of Senegal. Without them, it wouldn't have been possible to do the hackathon. But the fact that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation helped us was an important factor. It is also worth mentioning that the event had the participation of not only public, but also the private sector actors, which was important because it is not every day that we have this combination of people who brainstorm collectively about how to face the challenges of a public administration. They were representatives of firms at the international, regional, and national levels, and it was this combination of talents that was very interesting and made it possible to create this innovation. The blending of knowledge was a very important aspect for the results of this event.
Can we consider the hackathon as a modern form of capacity development assistance that could enable the IMF and other development partners to better carry out their capacity building mission? If so, can the hackathon approach achieve meaningful results for beneficiaries?
Yes, I confirm that the hackathon is an important form of capacity development assistance because it was the first time an approach of this nature had been initiated in Senegal. As Catherine mentioned earlier, we had participants from several different backgrounds, tax experts, computer technicians, and some with other specialties, as well as users in the public and private sector. And it is also a type of capacity development assistance that is different from what we knew, because we are used to having capacity development assistance in the form of an expert sent to us to conduct a mission for 15 days and who came out with a report that led to recommendations, but these were seen more as IMF recommendations than a co-production of a solution. What is innovative about the hackathon is that it is a co-production of solutions both by users, third-party experts, and administrations. The hackathon in Senegal took place over 2 days of brainstorming. 12 challenges were proposed to a jury composed of individuals of diverse backgrounds. And then we ended up with 3 projects that were selected and awarded. There was a project called MTax, which allows people who do not have access to the internet to file their tax returns using text messaging or other technological services, with the possibility of even using voice recognition in the local language, Wolof. This is an award-winning innovation that is now being implemented today as a result of TADAT. Batch scanning, which is also one of the award-winning projects, is a mass data acquisition project to improve data quality. I would like to remind you that one of the diagnoses of poor performance of the tax administration was the identification of poor data quality, and the hackathon made it possible to provide an answer to these concerns. Also, the hackathon made it possible to provide an answer to the online filing question because we now have e-tax as part of our IT system. But this e-tax is limited only to certain categories of companies. It is not used by small companies. Today, the hackathon has made it possible to identify a solution called Mon Espace Perso, my personal space, which allows small entities to file their returns online. Some of these solutions will be implemented by April 2020 at the latest. So, in less than 10 months, we could end up with solutions of this nature. Very little capacity development assistance has led to concrete solutions of this nature. I believe that the hackathon provided a good answer to these problems. I would say that the hackathon is a useful form of capacity development assistance. It is different, but it is much more perceptible and visible than the capacity development assistance that leads to reports and recommendations that could end up in drawers. Those are the few comments I wanted to make on this issue.
Thank you very much. I'm actually very happy to hear your comments on this hackathon with words like charming and innovative. In fact, for me, it was very motivating to participate in the hackathon and to think that we, as the IMF, could organize an event like this in this country. It is very different and more participatory way of working. There was an exchange of knowledge, ideas, and proposals. How can we improve the organization and operations of a tax administration in a country? The hackathon has certainly allowed us to think together about how to face these particular challenges. As a starting point for the hackathon, we identified several challenges before the event that had not been not so successfully resolved in the reform process. I think we put a lot of thought into determining the aspects we needed to improve upon. First, it helped us get a good idea of the challenges, and I would say, yes, it is an innovative way of providing capacity development assistance. But perhaps the point I would like to make is that I see it as a complementary to the more traditional assistance we provide. We can make the observation that without the fairly deep knowledge of a tax administration that we had on the basis of more traditional technical assistance, it would be more difficult to have a context to identify the issues for hackathons. That is why I see them as complementary efforts, which allow us to delve deeper into aspects and challenges in much more detail and reach more concrete and specific proposals, as Mr. Niasi mentioned. Then the last comment I wanted to make is that although these hackathons, not only in Senegal, but in other countries in the region and in Latin America, lead to very important proposals, it is a challenge to implement them. The applications need to be developed and funding needs to be secured to implement these applications. We have to think about how we can ensure that we can really implement the various proposals and projects that result from the hackathon. This is not always easy because in many countries, there are already challenges with computer systems and within the administration, as Mr. Niasi said. We need to think about how we can make investments in specific applications in an environment where these challenges exist. So, the challenge of implementing the projects and proposals resulting from the hackathon is an important aspect. How can we support the country in doing this? I'm very happy that we were able to have a resident advisor in Senegal who actually collaborated with the authorities to implement the project mentioned by Mr. Niasi, especially Mon Espace Perso and now MTax. So I would say that it is not easy and attention must be paid to the implementation of hackathon projects.
Mr. Niasi, you commented on how the results of the hackathon were used by the Senegalese Tax Administration. Can you briefly tell us if the TADAT assessment found any positive differences in the area targeted by the hackathon?
Thank you very much. It is true, after the recent TADAT evaluation, although the final report has not yet been published, the DGDID obtained a solid performance with an A rating in four areas of analysis. Satisfactory performance, a B in four area analysis, and an insufficient but encouraging performance, a C in 11 of the 19 areas. Thus, the TADAT evaluation established that the Senegalese administration is user-oriented with an automation of individual messages of reminders of tax obligations, as well as the introduction of an online survey application to improve taxpayers' perception of the reforms and the action of the DGI. The evaluation also revealed that the Senegalese administration is increasingly transparent, with 25,000 taxpayers having access to their tax information through eTax and Mon Espace Perso. The Senegalese administration has also succeeded in popularizing teleprocedures for taxpayers belonging to large and medium-sized companies who now file their returns and make their payments online thanks to eTax. The TADAT also revealed that the Senegalese Tax Administration has automated the management and monitoring of the audit function with the introduction of an audit case management module. The DGI is pursuing its ambition to reach digital maturity in all its missions and that high-impact projects are concluded. As I mentioned, some of these projects are scheduled to be implemented by April 2020 and the results of the hackathon have contributed a lot to these results I mentioned earlier. But we have other plans. Following the hackathon, we continue to work in the same vein. We now have a project for the automated validation of taxpayers' physical addresses, which should put an end to the persistent problem of updating the taxpayer database, because we have these addressing problems. We are also in the process of automating the tax settlements we give, as well as a system of measuring the individual and even collective performance of tax officials. All this is a result of the hackathon. We continue in the same vein to use the results of the hackathon and, subsequently, other innovations to improve in those areas where the TADAT assessment deemed our performance insufficient. But already, the results we received from the TADAD are quite encouraging. For me, I have told this to all my colleagues. TADAD gives us a reference point, and it is up to us to continue to improve our performance and measurement tools to achieve better results. We will ourselves conduct a self-assessment, even if the TADAD team will not come, using the same TADAD areas of analysis. And today, TADAD's tools will be used throughout the tax administration to make it a tool for measuring our performance. I believe this is extremely important at this level, and I would like to thank the teams from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank who actively participated in the last TADAD assessment that took place in Senegal. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for your comments, your observations. I don't have much to add. I just wanted to say that I was very happy when I heard that the changes and projects that were implemented as a result of the hackathon helped the DGI obtain good results in the TADAD assessment. This means that the hackathon and the assessment were linked and that, as I mentioned before, the questions that we had raised for the hackathon were correct ones. In other words, fundamental aspects for the tax administration, such as better orientation to users, improved quality of tax information, management and monitoring of control functions have been addressed for the hackathon proposals and projects that emerged from the event. So the implementation of these solutions has been a good result for the Senegalese tax administration. These were good results for us in the IMF too, because they show that there is a link between traditional assistance and the new initiatives like this one, which can lead to good performance of the administration as shown by the TADAD assessment. So efforts lead to good results, and I would like this to continue. Certainly, the fund is very happy to continue supporting the Senegal Tax Administration. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Barron, Mr. Nyesse, for being with us in this episode.
Great. Thanks to Catherine.
Thank you. It's a pleasure as always, Mr. Nyesse.
As always, a pleasure is shared.
Thank you for listening to our episode. Our next episode will feature Mr. Don Carlos Vargas, Director General of the General Directorate of Costa Rica, who will share his country's experience with their TADAD assessment. Stay tuned.
The TADAD podcast wishes our listeners a festive holiday season and a productive year in 2020. The TADAD podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the TADAD podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be addressed to the producers, TADAD Podcast, IMF, Room HQ206-362, Washington, D.C., 20431, USA, or email to podcast@tadad.org. TADAD is a collaborative effort of the following partners: the European Union, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank. Yala kona mayuke. Okhen na khoyel siga jai. E atana gena gohel. Jam jamane. Ole ana hay bofek.